99 The Game soccer insider and analyst Madison Cruz at Madison Cruz 7 on the socials. And our conversation with Madison is brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelers. The world is watching greatness. Celebrate yours at Salomon Brothers, Buckhead, Alpharetta, Sharpsburg, and by Top Tech Mechanical Services. Call 404-TOP-TECH. Maddie, before we get to the World Cup madness, now we've had some fun. Your name has popped up a couple of times this week. We've had some fun at Bo's expense. Now, Bo is on vacation, so we've been taking shots. But you got congratulated on socials by your alma mater, by Kennesaw State, saying, it's just incredible. Like, this, look how awesome Madison Cruz is. And we're all like, yes, she is incredible.
Yes.
But also, Bo is like a, you know, six-year attendee of Kennesaw State, and I don't think has ever gotten. That's pretty cool, though, right? A little shout-out from the alma mater?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I know from talking with them, they wanted to highlight, I think, alumni and students, you know, working in and around the World Cup. And, you know, they reached out. KSU is a big reason as to, you know, why I'm here today, especially from the broadcast side. So, yeah, it was pretty cool because, listen, hey, I'm always an owl, right? Always an owl.
I love it.
Love it. Hey, we didn't get to talk to you after the U.S. men's national team lost to Belgium. What did you take from that performance, and what do you think we're going to be saying about that match in 4 years when all of this gets ramped up again?
Yeah, that matchup to me, it honestly, I think, is a perfect example of just, you know, Belgium had their best game in the World Cup and the U.S. had their worst. I mean, I think you got beat by a better team. I think Belgium were able to put it on, and just the players that you needed to step up, I think, for the U.S., just they just didn't. And it's one of those situations where you had an off game. And unfortunately, in a World Cup, that can get you sent home. And, you know, it's one where I think it's not the way you wanted to go out in this World Cup. But I think there are definitely some things you could take away, especially moving forward with everything else. But, yeah, it wasn't a fun way to go out. But, you know, I think especially with what we saw from this team in the World Cup, I don't think it diminishes what they did, especially from the very beginning all the way up until that match against Belgium, because this was a great side. I think Mauricio Pochettino has done great things for this side, especially in helping get this team an identity. And I'm really excited. I'm hopeful that, you know, especially when those conversations do arise, that maybe we get to see Mauricio Pochettino back here again leading this team. But who knows? We have to wait for those conversations later on.
Madison Cruz hanging out with us this morning, our World Cup insider and soccer sicko. Maddie, look, there's been a lot said about Christian Pulisic the last couple days since that game. I wanted to get your take. I mean, the diagnosis coming out yesterday of the microfracture, but then you've had the back and forth with Carly Lloyd where she has, you know, criticized him heavily, and she's not backing down even with the microfracture news coming out. It feels almost unfortunate to me that it's kind of turned into this, because the vibes have been so high. I'm not going to allow this whole thing to kind of steal my thunder of how I feel about the World Cup, but what was your reaction to Pulisic's injury during the game and some of the onslaught and the torment that he's received afterwards?
I think Christian Pulisic has become kind of just a punching bag, I think, especially when it comes to when we talk about the U.S. men's national team in this space a lot. I think Christian Pulisic is a fantastic player. And I think we got to remember, especially with AC Milan this year, earlier on, he didn't have the best start to the season with them. But when he was coming back for the national team for World Cup, he played really well. I mean, that game that he played against Paraguay was incredible. He played very, very well. And then he gets the injury. And it's unfortunate because, you know, you wanted to continue and see it play because everybody was freaking out because we were losing Pulisic after Paraguay. So he's able to come back and unfortunately you pick up the injury. It's just a lot. It's just very unlucky. And it's unfortunate for him because he's such a good player. And, you know, I think we all get so easy trying to jump on to Christian. I think especially for the way that game played out, when I think it was Tyler Adams was asked, I think, about Fuller and Balogun and, you know, not getting him involved in the game and not having his best performance. And I think Tyler Adams literally said, "Did anyone have their best game today?" And I was like, I agree with him. I think it was a game where every single player that you needed to be on or be ready to go just wasn't there. And in a World Cup, that can get you sent home, and that's just what happened. I think Christian Pulisic is a great player. I think with the news coming out about this injury, I hope that he gets the rest that he needs to get ready for this upcoming season that he will have with AC Milan. Because that's what he was talking about in that interview. I mean, he needs to rest. Yeah, because the World Cup is no joke. I mean, it takes a lot out of you. So yeah, you got to get that rest and get ready for club season.
When we have our final match here in Atlanta next week, we've had some incredible matches. Right now, the teams are still TBD. Who do you want to see that could give us the most cinematic, instant classic match that finish, like Argentina did this week? Do we want Norway, England? Who are you rooting for?
Well, we could possibly get either England, Norway, Argentina, or Switzerland. Those are the four that we could get. I think it would be pretty incredible if you got an Argentina, England. I would also love to see maybe an Argentina, Norway. I think those would be like some of the crazy ones, just because selfishly, I would love to see the Viking row over there at the bench. That would be incredible. I think if I got to see that in person, I would freak out. I think honestly, but any of those teams, I think really could give a showcase. I mean, obviously with the comeback that we saw from Argentina, incredible. But I think it'd be a really good matchup if you see maybe an Argentina England, because they're two top teams that people have picked to win the whole thing.
Matty, you've got all the good info, and we certainly appreciate you hanging out with us. Sounds like you've been yelling a lot. You got a little sore in the throat a little bit there?
Just a little bit, guys. I had the chance to attend the Ariana Grande concert back at State Farm a couple days ago. So
Here I am thinking, man, she lost her mind, this sicko, over one of these soccer matches. Nah, Ariana Grande got you.
No, listen, I don't go to concerts normally, and a friend of mine had an extra ticket, so I went, and yeah, you know, it's a little bit gone, but you know what? Hey, we had a good time, so it was all that matters.
Hey, the World Cup's a grind, like you said, for Christian Melissa. Appreciate you hanging out with us this morning, as always.
Absolutely. Thank you guys again.
Good stuff.
Good for her. She can do it all. World Cup coverage. Hey. Go to Ariana Grande. Get shouted out by KSU.
She was in the zone.
She was.
You know what I mean? I feel you on that.
I love that. I feel you. Love that so much. I have seen a lot of TikToks about a trend going from like multiple matches a day and during the World Cup to like one match a day. And everyone's like, this is getting sad. Because like, it's dwindling
it's
now
dwindling
at this point.
Down. I don't know. It's like it's like the closing ceremonies of the Olympics, you know? Like, you know, you're like, man, this was a cool 3 weeks.
I know.
When does this have to happen?
I know. And now we got to
keep it going.
4 years.
You guys aren't tired yet.
Not going to lie. I wish I could have gone to the Ariana Grande concert. She's one of my favorites.
I mean.
Love me some Ariana Grande.
The footage from that concert that's been coming out looks incredible.
Yes. I know another friend that I went to college with. She went to for her birthday. Looked like it was pretty lit.
Dang.
I am going to J. Cole tomorrow, so I'm excited for that.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I obviously know who Ariana Grande is, but every time a song pops in my head that I think she sings, I don't think she sings it.
Give me one song that you think Ariana Grande sings.
If You're Ready, Come and Get It. Nah, 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 nah.
No.
Who's that?
No. That is Selena Gomez.
Yeah. Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Ariana Grande's Thank You, Next.
Thank you.
Next.
My hair, I bought it.
You're right.
Oh, snap.
I bought it.
Okay.
I bought it.
Yeah.
Or Dangerous Woman. You remember Dangerous Woman?
I'll throw her
or God is a Woman?
I'll throw her on the Ox at Echo Park this weekend. Yeah, no, I mean, throw her on
you
the Ox.
You will not.
See if it, you're see definitely if it
lands. Not. That's not going to happen.
That's Mike, land. That's depends what on, we call cap.
Yeah, it depends on what time of day. You know what I mean?
No, you're not throwing her.
Wasn't it Problem that was like her first big single?
Yes.
Okay, so when that single came out, her brother, Frankie Grande, was in the Big Brother house sequestered, so he had no idea.
Really?
So he came out. The first thing he asked was, how is Ariana's single? And she's like, man.
Blowing up.
Yeah. You've got a very happy sister
that's
to
dope.
Go home to. Yeah.
That's cool.
Very, very
cool. I like
cool.
that a lot. She was a Disney character? Is that right? So she's been
she
famous since she was
Nickelodeon. She was Nickelodeon, not Disney.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah she was on Sam and Cat and Victorious. She started on Victorious
so she didn't
spin off
like,
Sam and
glow
Cat.
Up. Like, she's been there. You know what I mean? Like
there's been a glow up.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I mean, now, I'll say this.
Ella Langley. Yeah, Ella Langley had a glow up.
That's a crazy glow up.
I'll say this, though. I always thought, even on the Victorious days, I always thought Ariana Grande was attractive.
She's so cute.
She's very cute.
She's always been adorable.
I hate the, you know, just while we're on this Ariana Grande rant, I hate the criticism that she's been getting lately over her body because, you know, she's definitely thinned out a little bit than she, you know, was. So, anywho. I just hate the criticism that she's gotten.
54. I'm gonna coast into my weekend.
It's not okay to comment on people's bodies. That's the message. Facts.
That's all I'm saying. Hey. That's all I'm saying. Leave Ariana Grande alone.
All right, are we driving?
Wait a minute, is it okay that he commented?
He didn't comment. He said he doesn't like the criticism.
Yeah, I said I didn't like the criticism.
Okay. You can't comment on people's bodies. Yeah. You don't know what they're going through.
Pile on his man.
No, I'm in her corner. Pile on his man. I'm in Ariana's corner.
How many over the speed limit are you driving down to Echo Park Speedway
right
now?
Zero. I'm a rule follower, man. I'm a rule. Look, I got to get my cousin first, and then we'll hop in the HOV, and we'll make a little bit more time up, but we'll be good. We'll be solid, man. I'm stoked. It's time to load the cooler up.
This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. That is going to do it for us. For Mike, Dylan, Ali Mack, thanks for being here today. Dylan, have a safe road trip. Be smart with your decisions this weekend. Mike, have fun at Echo Park Speedway.
Thank you.
I will see you both in a week.
Thank you.
Yes, have a great trip, Ali Mack. Have a great trip to Florida.
I'm going to get so many free fries on the way.
Yes. Free fry, yay.
The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
ice the beer down and head to Echo Park Speedway.